Your 4-year-old throws herself on the supermarket floor, screaming because you won't buy candy. Your 10-year-old refuses to do homework despite having the ability, staring blankly as you plead. Your teenager slams doors, curses, and storms out when you ask a simple question. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Millions of parents wake up each day bracing for conflict, wondering where they went wrong and whether things will ever improve. What's particularly isolating is the silence surrounding these struggles. While other parents post cheerful family photos online, you're hiding bruises on your patience and questioning your competence. The truth is that defiance exists on a spectrum, and understanding where your child falls on that continuum is the first step toward reclaiming peace in your home. The difference between a strong-willed child and a diagnosable disorder often comes down to severity, frequency, and impact on daily life. Every child tests boundaries. That's development, not defiance. A toddler refusing bedtime explores autonomy. A preteen rolling their eyes establishes identity. Defiance becomes concerning when it forms a persistent pattern, damaging relationships, and disrupting functioning across settings. Occasional arguments about chores are normal. Consistent refusal of reasonable requests, explosions when corrected, blaming others, and deliberately annoying family members for months signal something more serious. Oppositional defiance disorder affects 1-6% of children. Diagnosis requires at least 4 specific behaviors persisting 6 months: frequent tantrums, arguing with adults, actively defying rules, deliberately annoying others, blaming others, touchiness, and anger or vindictiveness. Defiance rarely exists alone. Half of children with ADHD also have ODD. Depression in children looks like irritability and defiance, not sadness. Anxiety manifests as opposition when children feel overwhelmed. Medical issues like sleep disorders, diabetes, or brain injuries trigger defiant patterns. Before assuming your child is simply bad, rule out underlying causes. Here's a counterintuitive truth. The more defiant your child, the more they need connection with you. Bonding isn't a reward for good behavior. It's the foundation that makes good behavior possible. Children are biologically wired to attach to caregivers for survival. When that attachment feels secure, they explore and grow. When threatened, they become anxious and oppositional. Your defiant child isn't rejecting you. They're testing whether you'll stick around despite their worst behavior. Bonding doesn't require expensive trips or hours of dedicated time. It requires presence. Try the 5-minute freeze, 5 undivided minutes where phones are off and you're fully engaged. For young children, that might mean cuddling without TV. For school-age kids, sharing a snack and genuinely listening. For teens, a silent car ride together. Understanding love languages transforms bonding. Some children feel loved through quality time, others through physical affection, words of affirmation, gifts, or acts of service. Your defiant child might not respond to hugs, but lights up when you fix their broken toy or attend their game. Pay attention to what makes them feel seen, then do more of that. When your child bonds deeply with someone else, a grandparent, teacher, or daycare provider, resist competing. Supporting their other connections strengthens your own bond. Forget what you think you know about discipline. If punishment worked, your defiant child would have straightened out by now. The most powerful tool for behavioral change isn't consequences, it's positive reinforcement. Rewarded behaviors increase in frequency. Punished behaviors decrease temporarily, but often return stronger. You're not rewarding bad behavior. You're creating a pathway for good behavior to replace it. Catch your child doing something right, even something tiny. Be specific. You put your plate in the sink without being asked. That helps our family. Praise immediately after the behavior, every single time initially. For tangible rewards, think small and frequent. Stickers, small toys, or bucks that accumulate toward privileges work better than promising a bike in 6 months. Create visual systems, sticker charts for young children, point systems for older ones that show progress at a glance. Pair positive reinforcement with clear, non-negotiable rules. Start with just 3 around safety, school, and respect. Write them with specific consequences. No hitting. If you hit anyone, you sit in timeout for 5 minutes. the consequence must be immediate, unpleasant, proportionate, time-limited, and absolutely non-negotiable. When your child tests the boundary, respond immediately, without discussion, "No, that's against the rules," followed by the consequence. Your consistency speaks louder than words. Perfect rules mean nothing without consistency. Children's brains develop through repetition. Neural pathways strengthened with use, just like learning to ride a bike. Sporadic enforcement creates confusion, breeding anxiety and escalating defiance. Consistency creates safety through predictability. When children know what follows certain behaviors, they can make informed choices. After the difficult initial period of establishing consistent discipline, most children respond with improved behavior because they finally understand the rules of engagement. The real challenge comes with multiple adults. Children need our rules, not mom's rules versus dad's rules. Find common ground privately with your partner. Enforce consequences immediately when present. Statements like, "Wait until dad gets home," divide your authority and teach children to exploit differences. For divorced parents, maintain consistency in your own home if cooperation isn't happening. Your consistency builds trust, even when your child experiences different rules elsewhere. Help children understand that while specific rules vary across settings, fundamental principles remain constant. Don't harm others or their property, fulfill responsibilities, and trust others to do the same. Rules create structure, but enrichment creates possibility. Your child isn't just a behavior problem to be managed. They're a developing person with unique potential. Self-realization requires opportunities to discover who they are beyond their defiance. Start with communication that actually connects. Most parents think communication means talking, but it starts with listening. Put down your phone, quiet your internal monologue, and truly hear your child. Sometimes they don't need advice, they need presence. When you speak, focus on actions and feelings rather than labels. Nobody is inherently lazy or smart. These are judgments, not facts. Describe what you observe. You've waited until the night before to study for 3 tests in a row, rather than, "You're so lazy." Use I statements. "I feel worried when you don't call because I care about your safety," instead of, "You're irresponsible." This teaches critical thinking about behavior rather than internalizing shame. Identify your family's core values, 3 to 5 principles that matter most, maybe creativity, kindness, perseverance, or adventure. Write them down, post them visibly, then live them. If you value health but eat fast food and skip exercise, your children learn values are just words. Your actions teach more powerfully than lectures. Guide your child toward activities that reinforce these values while allowing unstructured time for developing their own interests and identity. Defiance evolves across developmental stages. Toddlers test autonomy while needing total care. Provide supervised exploration with firm safety boundaries. Preschoolers develop sophisticated reasoning, arguing and manipulating while grasping consequences. Elementary-age children use logic to challenge authority, explain rules while maintaining their non-negotiable. Middle schoolers face puberty's upheaval, with rewiring brains that increase impulsivity and diminish consequence mapping. Teenagers need the most delicate balance. Though physically mature, their impulse control lags behind. They're testing identities and preparing for independence. Shift from director to consultant. Help them think through outcomes rather than dismissing choices. When safety permits, let natural consequences teach. A failed test from not studying teaches more than lectures. Raising a defiant child feels impossibly lonely until you realize millions face identical battles. Your defiant child isn't broken, and neither are you. Through challenging behaviors, they're asking whether you'll love them anyway, stay consistent when it's hard, and see beyond the defiance to the frightened person underneath. The answer must be yes, not because it's easy, but because that's what transforms both of you. Start small. Choose 3 rules. Catch 1 positive behavior today. Be consistent tomorrow. The path forward isn't about perfection. It's about presence, persistence, and the radical belief that connection heals what punishment cannot touch.